Hello, this is Tom.
Hi, this is Malia. I think we're the only ones on the call right now.
Nope, this is
Okay, I guess
Joanne.
we'll wait.
Who else is that?
This is Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi there. Maybe it's three of us for now.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. This is Nan. So glad to have all of you here. Let me just run through the attendance roster. This is a small group, which I'm so pleased. There are five of you and me. So, Joanne, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hi. Nice to meet you. And how about Liz? Malia?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
And Shalini.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, welcome. And Tom.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom. Welcome. So Liz from Maryland isn't here yet. I'm so glad that all of you are. I apologize for the bit of the mix-up. I don't know why I did not get the list of attendees. Oh, here's a beep. Hi, this is Nan.
Hi, this is Liz.
Hi, Liz. Welcome.
Hi, Nan.
Nan.
Yes? Sorry, don't interrupt. Hi, this is Donna Garcia. I had just added the class this morning.
Oh, awesome.
So I might
okay.
not be on your list. But I wanted you to know I'm here. So my name's Donna
Thank
Garcia.
Thank you, Donna. Okay, great. Well, I'll get your information from administration later, but it's great to have you.
Thank you.
And where is it that you're from, Donna?
I live in St. Timon's Island, Georgia.
Oh, in Georgia. Okay. All right. Well, my name is Nan Enerson, as you all know, and I'm in Canada. I live in Ontario, just west of Toronto, and I'm really excited. I apologize. I know that there was a mix-up for some of you. I didn't get a notice of participants, and I thought that we wouldn't be having this class today. I contacted the support last night, and I said, well, I guess the course is canceled. We don't have any registrants. And she said, no, you've got four people. So I'm so glad that we're able to go forward, because this really is, I think, an exciting journey of self-awareness and self-discovery to help you discover or maybe confirm your life purpose and to decide the kind of legacy that you want to leave behind so that you can live a purposeful, intentional life. There is a lot of work that you'll be doing outside of class, and this isn't a competition, it isn't a race. It really isn't even necessary that you do all the work within the class time. What's really important, I think, is that you do the reading, you have the information and all of the assignments there, so that even if you don't have time to complete them all before the course ends, you can continue to do work on it on your own time so that you'll have the information there. Please bring your sense of humor to class. You know, we've all been going through a lot with COVID and I think people are starting to get a little bit weary. and it's nice to have the opportunity, even though this is kind of a heavy subject, it's nice to have the opportunity to laugh. And so I hope that we'll have fun too as we go through these exercises. In terms of what brought you to the course, are there a couple of you that will share what your reasons are for being here today?
Yes.
Is that Liz?
This is Donna, yes.
Donna, sorry. I'm usually pretty good at recognizing names, but I've only heard you each speak once, so it was a guess. Okay, Donna, thank you. So what's your reason for being here today? Donna?
Oh, sorry about that. Is it unmuted now?
Yep, you're unmuted.
Okay,
go ahead.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
So my reason for joining class is I'm going through a transition at work and from a injury that I had during a surgery. So I'm not able to continue on in my job that I've had for 29 years in my career. I'm going to need to transition into more of an administrative job. So it's brought up a lot for me, and I'm hoping that this class will help me work through that.
I don't know if you know any of my story at all, but I went through that many, many years ago, having to have extensive surgery, and it took a couple of years for me to recover, and I really do understand. I had to leave my work entirely and started a whole new career, and looking back on that, as traumatic as it was, I'm so happy that I'm able to say now, that's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Wow.
Because I wouldn't be here now doing what I'm doing and being able to live a life I really love. So I'm hoping that you will be able to come to that point at some time to be able to look back and say, gee, you know, as traumatic as that was, I'm glad that it happened.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing, Donna. That's a great share. Anyone else?
This is Joanne.
Yes, Joanne.
Hi, I'm happy to share. I think so. I am 55, and sort of my son will be going to college next year, and I feel like a lot of my life has worked out beautifully, like really well, but mm-hmm. just by chance, not by plan, not by design, not by being mindful in my choices. And so I just thought it would be really great to just sort of think about where I want to go and make sure that I'm in line with my my values and to be able to articulate them and whatnot. And so, yeah, I'm excited to sort of use this opportunity to plan going forward.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that idea. And what a great opportunity now that you're kind of starting a new chapter in your life to be able to start to plan it and create the life. I truly believe that we all create the lives that we're living. You know, our thoughts create our realities. And I love when people have that realization and, you know, begin to chart their own path. It's so exciting. Thank you,
yeah.
Joanne.
Yeah, thanks.
Great.
Thank you.
That's great. Now, did I hear, Tom, did I hear your voice in behind Joanne when she first started? Or?
Yeah.
Great.
Yes, but I didn't want to interrupt, but thank you. So I'm happy to share, I guess, what I definitely am here for, and that is that, you know, like many people, I've gone through a career change. I retired. I'm 61, and I've have sort of semi-retired from the IT world, information mm-hmm. technology. It just, when you get to a certain age in IT, you can't keep up with it anymore. So
I can imagine.
I'm doing a career change.
It changes so fast.
Yeah. Yeah, it changes too. It changes too fast, you know, and I'm one of the old, I shouldn't call myself a dinosaur, but I definitely was one of the helped found a lot of things. Then I'm moving into a new career and I became a coach and I'm actually coaching. I've got certified through CTA. So.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And I want to be able to share with others. So I've got kind of a selfish want here to learn things for myself and validate my own self. And that's mm-hmm. my primary goal, but also to see how I can share that with others as well in finding their life purpose.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Yes, and there will be a lot of things here. Actually, I'm considering, I'm not sure that I know exactly how to go about it. I am considering customizing the materials or making it customizable so that you can take this course and go out and, you know, facilitate it yourself to others so that, you know, use the materials that I've produced. And maybe perhaps at the end of the course, you can let me know if that's something that you might be interested in so you don't have to reinvent the wheel, you know?
That would be awesome.
Mm.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Thanks, Tom. So what I'd like to do is give us all a chance to get to know one another a little bit better. I have three questions that I'm going to ask you, and I'd like you to share your responses to the questions. So I hope you have pen and paper handy. Here are my questions for you. What do you bring to this course? What do you want to achieve or take away from these classes? What are your expectations? And my third question is, what, if anything, do you want to change, let go of, or enhance about yourself by the time we're finished this 6-week course? Just go through those again. What do you bring to the course? What do you want to achieve or take away? And anything that you would like to change, let go of, or enhance about yourself? Just so that you get to know me better, I'm going to start myself, and then I'll ask for volunteers to share, okay? So what I bring to this course is a lot of experience in doing this kind of work with values and life purpose and mission way, way back. Back in the 90s, I spent 30 years working in the not-for-profit sector. And the last 12 of those were as executive director. And I worked a lot in management of volunteer programs. And I wrote a lot of curriculum for volunteer management programs. And as part of doing that work in the management of volunteers, it ended up being a lot of work in understanding the values of the organization that I worked for, the values that I was looking for in our volunteers and so forth. And so since that time, I spent a lot of time working on myself as well, discovering my own life purpose statement. And my life purpose statement now is I inspire and motivate people to use their gifts to help others and have a better quality of life by teaching and coaching and by example, always being my authentic self. I have a value system and a code of ethics, which I'll be sharing with you as we go along, perhaps as, you know, just as an example for you when you go to write your own. I have a business mission and value statement that I have on my website, and also an ethics statement. So it's a very interesting way of living. I've learned to live my life in a way that's mindful and purposeful as much as possible. And so I'm sharing everything that I have learned with all of you. In terms of what I want to achieve or take away is to help all of you find what it is that you're looking for and provide you with the materials for thinking about and developing your own life purpose statement, your own personal mission, values, and ethics statements, and then to be able to use those in a way that is purposeful for you. And hopefully, you know, we'll be talking about the different communities that you want to impact with your legacy. And I don't mean just a financial legacy. We'll be talking obviously about, you know, the legacy that you as a human being leave on this planet. Anything that I want to change or let go of or enhance about myself, I refer to myself as a recovering perfectionist. Perfectionism really drove me, especially in my last years as an executive director. I really became a workaholic. I was very driven. I'm a type A personality. And I was experiencing a lot of symptoms from negative stress, and I ignored them. I thought I could overcome them. I could work through them. Well, I couldn't. I ended up in the hospital emergency department requiring emergency surgery, and my husband and my two kids, who were teens at the time, were told that it was likely that I would not survive the surgery, and so for them to prepare for that. And, you know, I'm not proud of this part of my story because, you know, I was very selfish in my drive toward perfection because of what I did to myself. I mean, I put my husband and my kids through a night of hell, wondering if I was going to live or die. And so I promised them that I would change, that I would change my ways, I would change my career so that, you know, I would be there to spend the time with them that was important for all of us to share together. And so that was a huge reminder for me about self-care, about all kinds of things. So that for me is because I'm recovering. I don't say that I'm a recovered perfectionist, because it's always there for me. You know, should I take it one step further? Can I get it closer to perfection? So I've given myself permission to strive for excellence and accept that as long as I've done my best, I can't ask any more of myself than that. So that's my journey. Who would like to volunteer to share your responses to my questions?
This is Malia.
Malia.
And
okay.
I'll go ahead.
Thank you.
It's very interesting listening to you, because I think I could just pretty much, except for the surgery, I could pretty much, like, just take everything you said and say yes.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
I would really love to have your, that life purpose statement written out, because I think I'm done.
Oh, okay. I'll do that. I'll write it out and I'll email it to all of you. Sure.
I appreciate that. Yeah. So I took the CTA certification last year and became a life coach. I'm like Tom. I'm 61. I'm retired. I've been retired for quite a while and realized that my husband wasn't going to retire anytime soon, and found myself in this waiting pattern. And so I started looking around at what I could do, and I wanted to help people. And so kind of went around about how would, say, a nonprofit, why would they let me come in and work with their clients, and decided, well, if I became a life coach, then I have that certification. So that was my journey to becoming a life coach. And then I had sort of a realization that I really am interested in money, and not like accumulating money, because it's not about accumulating money, but about sharing what I know about how to manage money. And so I've been coaching in that, and I am working on a program. It's called Stand By Me, and it is a financial coaching program that comes from Delaware, and I live in Oregon, so we're trying to recreate that program here in Oregon, and I'm helping with that, and it gives me a really great sense of purpose right now, although kind of making me crazy. So
there must be a huge need for that program.
Oh yeah, it's
globally
so awesome.
with COVID especially, and the impact that it's having on the economy and people's employment status and so forth.
Yeah, it's astonishing what the need is. So I bring that experience. I'm a civil engineer. I had a 30-year career as a civil engineer. So it's kind of a weird going from things that are very concrete to things that are very mushy.
Yeah.
But I really like it. What I want to take away, I've been working a lot on things like life purpose, but it's all scrambled and it's all over the place, and kind of want to give myself permission to nail it down. I guess that's what I'd like to take away.
Okay.
Although I could probably quit now if I just take your statement.
So anything you want to change, let go of, and or enhance about yourself, is it the perfection or is there something else?
I would say just an understanding of what it means, you know, let go of the things that are stopping me from moving towards that life purpose when I do find it. I make all kinds of excuses not to move forward.
Okay.
There you go.
That sounds great. Well, Malia, it's really nice meeting you, and congratulations on your coach certification. That's wonderful. I really love that you're giving yourself permission to move forward on this. You know, I'm a firm believer in law of attraction, and that what we focus on expands, you know, and are all of you familiar with law of attraction?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I'm not. Mm-hmm. Good. You're not? Well, law of attraction, it's kind of like gravity, you know, it just works and we aren't necessarily aware of it. It is a scientifically proven principle that like attracts like. And, you know, we are energetic beings and our thoughts are energy. And when we think, when we focus and think in a negative way, because like attracts like, we attract negativity into our lives. And when we can maintain a positive attitude and focus on, you know, flipping negatives into positive, it sounds very Pollyannish. It works though. You know, you'll be amazed that once you start focusing on, you know, Malia, for example, once you give yourself permission to start focusing on finding your life purpose and, you know, examining your values and coming up with a value statement that, that helps to define and explain your behaviors and actions, you'll be amazed at how easily that will come to you, because law of attraction is helping you to expand on your thinking. So thank you, Malia, for sharing all of that. It sounds great. I think, you know, certainly what you're looking for is very doable, and I wish you the best with your financial coaching program. That sounds awesome. Who would like to go next?
Yeah, hi, Nan. This is Shalini here.
Yes, Shalini.
I have a master's degree in management, so to answer to your, you know, the question, what do I bring to this course? I have over 10 years of corporate experience. I've been raising a family for the last 15 years, and I'm currently pursuing a life coaching program, this course, I bring in a whole lot of experience of my own, you know, the challenges, the milestones, and that I have had during my life, and you know, my own thoughts, and so that's what I'm bringing to this course. And what do I want to take away from these classes? Is I want to take, you know, I want to be more mindful, look at things more consciously. And this change has come to me since I started practicing yoga for the, you know, over the last 1 year. And I think that's helped me motivated me to look at things in a different light, and I have become more self introspective, And I'm currently in the process of examining my life, and that's why I'm here to do the course. And to the last question is, what is it that I want to change or enhance about myself? It's a similar thing. I'm looking at
we just lost
defining
you.
I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
I'm looking at, I'll repeat myself, I'm looking at, taking time to think about my values, my beliefs, looking at unfolding my purpose, trying to define my mission statement going forward, trying to see whether I am living it, daily in an authentic way. When I say authentic way, I mean that, whether what I am doing currently is in alignment with what my purpose is, what my values are, and, and whether I've been able to, whether I'm able to live it in my daily life, in my own little ways.
Oh, I love that. It's funny you say it your own little way, and it doesn't sound little at all. It sounds like, you're contributing a lot to your family, to the people that you will be coaching, and by being your authentic self. I think that's what's so wonderful is, I think I learned a big lesson about authenticity when I started taking the coach training course. I'm a graduate of CTA myself in 2005. I think when I learned that being authentic means you don't have to twist yourself into a pretzel trying to be something that you think someone wants you to be. And I think that's
right.
Part of the perfectionism thing too is being a people pleaser. It's important that everybody likes you. It's important that everybody respects you. And what I came to understand is no one can be 100% liked by everybody. There are some people that we like more than others, and probably it's because of values, clash or whatever. And I just came to learn that I don't need to be liked 100%. If there are going to be people that don't like me or don't agree with me or that, don't want to interact with me, I'm okay with that because I know that there are going to be people that will like me, that will agree with me and share my values. And so by being my authentic self, I'm going to attract those people that will appreciate me, and the others don't matter. They'll find their own tribe. So we've got a bit of a feedback going on here.
Yeah. Now, I think for me, it's exactly, I think, with the last sentence that you said that nailed it for me, is that I'm looking for my tribe. The very fact that, while I've been pursuing this life coaching program, and I went through a lot of self-introspection, and I realized, helping people is something that I really enjoy. I enjoy yoga. I'm a spiritual person. So I think it's not about for me, people pleasing, but it's about pleasing myself. And I'm looking for my tribe, I realize that you know, I'm looking for satisfaction and something that, you know, that adds meaning to my life.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that I can, you know, I can say that I did this with a lot of sense of satisfaction, not for the sake of just doing things because, you know, you did it, right? And that was your path.
Yeah.
And changed for me, right? I don't want to go back to corporate. I don't enjoy that at all. My husband is, you know, he's absolutely, you know, in it, and I'm already part of it. Yeah, you know, so, but not me. I realize that. So I need to find some meaning to what I do, and I add value to somebody, and some things, and leave something, you know, that I feel good about.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm here for.
Wonderful. And I think you'll find that coaching gives that to you too. It's such a wonderful profession, you know, to be able to help people find their own answers. And, you know, it really is. That's how I describe it too, is it's a magical experience. It's interesting that you use that word. Yeah. And Shalini, you're in India, right? So it's 10:30,
right?
Noon where we are. Okay. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your share.
Thank you.
So who'd like to go next? Don't be shy.
Well, this is Tom.
Okay, Tom.
Okay. Yeah, so... anyway, just to kind of answer the questions, what do I bring to this course? Well, quite a bit of experiences in both coaching and quite a bit of experience in not only IT management but also working with people, a lot of that. In addition, we're adoptive parents. Our kids are grown, though, so now we're grandparents.
Oh,
and,
isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's a blast, I tell you. I love being able to spoil my granddaughter. and we're one of those multi-unit families right now. Our daughter and her husband and granddaughter live with us, so we even have more fun.
Oh, I love that, yes. You lucky dog.
But basically, a lot. I tell you, it's great when you have your granddaughter on the phone with you, and she's only 8 months old.
Oh.
But you know, a lot of this. Yeah. Oh yeah, she's a cutie. She's a cutie. One thing that I'd like to achieve or take away from this course, of course, is to be able to. I've always had like a kind of a life purpose, but never written down, nothing solidified. And so I listen, as I've been listening to the others, it's like, gee, you know, my life has been here and there and whatever comes my way. And this time I'd like to stop and say, okay, nope, I've got a actual purpose written down. And so my expectations is to come out of this solidifying and validating, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps, you know, what do you want to change or let go of? I'm not sure, but I know what I want to enhance in myself, and that is my ability to tell someone what my life purpose is, because I'm going to be very honest. If you said, Tom, what's your life purpose? I might stumble over my words. I would probably stumble over myself. And so I'd like to be able to say what my life purpose is.
Excellent.
Without
okay.
Getting all tongue-tied.
yeah. It is nice to have it, you know, written down. And, you know, I have mine in, you know, a place where I can see it regularly. It's a reminder, you know, not that I would ever forget. I don't think, you know, but it's nice to have that there to be able to really design your life around your purpose. And I think that's what all of you are doing too with, you know, with the coaching and taking this course. It's amazing, I think, how different we are, because you're in Wisconsin, right, Tom? So we're in different, you know,
yes,
parts
that's
of
correct.
Where, yeah, we're in different countries and different parts of the countries and different, you know, time zones, and we have different backgrounds, and yet we have this commonality of wanting to help people and making that our life's work. So thank you, Tom. This is a great share, and I think obviously a very doable goal. So it's great.
Thank you.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
This is Donna. I'll go.
Okay, Donna, thank you.
I was waiting to start it on it. Okay. Well, it's been really, I definitely am so glad that I signed up for this class. I just need to say that right out there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, thank you very much for doing it and for being our instructor, for leading it, because I know I'm in the right place.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. And with the perfect classmates. So, so what do I bring to the class? You know, sitting here kind of trying to, it's kind of two categories, but I'm going to, the first one is how I already began to share is, so 29 years of federal law enforcement and in my job. And the reason I say that first, is because that's what I'm wanting, not to transform, but that's what I'm wanting to work on. But me personally, what I bring is an openness and a caring of people, of wanting to grow and learn together. I definitely I'm more successful when I'm with others, you know, doing like a little journey on with this class together, supported with the accountability of an instructor. So what I bring is, I guess, really wanting to be a part of a group that's working on individual things, mm-hmm. but as a group as well. So that's definitely what I bring in collaboration, I guess, and such. And then the other part of that question would just be in my own personal experiences and such, and how I'm wanting to take that and help other people. And that has nothing to do with my job. It's more about an experience related to being a survivor of domestic violence and civil rights related to a police department. So that's a little different piece, but it is something that I'm wanting to weave into. What can I do with that? How can I change things, make it better for others? And maybe that's part of my life purpose. I believe that it is. So ways, how to achieve or take away, I think ways to use my gifts, as others have shared, even in the 29 years, things just kind of, I couldn't even tell you how I got the job. Like, things just kind of happen, and I go with it, and I'm flexible. I've always said, which is kind of true, that I can make any job work and have fun with it, make it positive. And I think the one that I've been in the last 5 years isn't really the right fit for me, but yet I make it fit and I make it positive. And what I'm really looking at doing is, if I'm creating my next, let's say, job, you know, how to use what I know that is truly good, what I'm really, really great at in all those years, or in, like, basically helping other people. So I'm wanting to not just kind of fall into it. I'm wanting to take away more so that it helps lead me in the direction, you know, that's a little more purposeful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm also a student in the CTA course, taking it again for credit this time. As I mentioned, I had some medical things going on, so I took it and didn't get credit. But now I'm retaking it. They were wonderful enough to allow me to retake it so that I'll finish in March, and I'm so grateful for that. So, but I'm using the coaching within work, like in mentoring, which is different than coaching. But so that's part of the takeaway. And then as far as changing, I've kind of already hit that. But some words come to mind. I really want to be more grounded, more together, organized, purposeful, mindful, and strategic in how I move forward. So thank you for allowing me to share.
That's wonderful. I hope that you're going to be enjoying the course. Who's your instructor?
Jennifer Powers.
Oh, she's so much fun, isn't she?
She's wonderful. Sorry, I have a dog in the background, so I'm going to mute.
That's okay. Thank you, Donna. Okay. Oh, I love your story, Donna, and I think absolutely, I do believe that all of our experiences, the sum of all our experiences, bring us to the place where we can do the most good. So I love that you're using that to become a coach. I think that sounds awesome. Okay, we have two people who haven't shared yet. I think Joanne and Liz, we haven't heard from either of you. Who would like to go next?
This is Joanne. I can go next.
Okay, Joanne, thanks.
And I will just point out that Liz is actually a friend of mine. We joined this class together.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
yeah.
So fun. What a
so
great idea.
Hold each other accountable. Yeah.
Okay.
So in terms of what I bring to the course, in listening to folks, I will also add in sort of two categories. So just sort of like the who I am part is I'm also someone who's worked in the nonprofit field with the refugees and immigrants for forever, and I love my work and will continue doing that, hopefully. But I also, like Tom and others, have finished the CTA training course with Jennifer Powers. So, Donna, that you're going to love that. and then in terms of, I guess, the qualities that I hope I bring or I think I bring are, like, just a sense of humor and open-mindedness. And one of the things that I try to really work on is having sympathetic joy for others. I love when other people achieve something and I can just be so happy for them. The thing that I would like to take away or achieve is just organized thinking about the future. I think I've already said that, you know, just sort of, you know, just how to organize it. And similar, Nan, when you mentioned that you might consider putting the course into a format that could be taught out and shared, I'd be very interested in that because that's part of why I'm taking it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just love, I have a friend who's 85, and when she was 50, she plotted out her different areas of things she wanted to achieve. And when she reached 75, she hit them all and had to start planning again. And that inspired me so much. And then finally, what I'd like to let go of is I sometimes throughout my life have thought it's too late. It's too late to try new experiences. It's too late to change my career or whatever. And I'm working on that, but I'd love to just let that go and see that I still have the, you know, the rest of my life to try new things.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I love that. You know, it's so interesting. I guess it's kind of like making a bucket list, you know, isn't it? Is outlining the experiences that you want to have and then going ahead and doing them. And at the same time, it's so nice to have spontaneity as well, you know, to be able to, one of my phrases that I use a lot is being open to outcome. You know, even though you might have a goal, I have started to think of goals as intentions. so that even though they're smart and they've got a timeline with them, I've learned enough now that it's okay to be adventurous. That, you know, as a perfectionist, you usually set a goal, and if you do not reach that goal in the way it's supposed to be reached and in the time it's supposed to be reached, then it's considered a failure. And so I've learned to be able to consider failures as rehearsals for success.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, even though I might not end up where I thought I would or at the time that I would, sometimes things happen that, you know, you never thought of. And so if you're too rigid, then you lose out on a lot of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. when I took the CTA course, I started in 2004 and finished in 2005. Lisa Fasano and I went through at the same time. We had different instructors, but we're together in that, in the timeline. It never occurred to me in writing the picture of my practice, which is, of course, your vision for your business, that I would be teaching this course ever.
Mm.
Or that I would be teaching it 16 years later, you know? It's, I just finished my 100th CCP course. And I have personally certified and trained and mentored more than 1,000 coaches. And that was never part of, you know, my vision. So even though you can be mindful and intentional about setting your goals and making sure you want to achieve certain things, when you're open to outcome and willing to try new opportunities, you never know that it might take you off in a different direction, and that's okay as long as that's where you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Open to outcome. That's what I'm putting down. All right. So let's meet your friend Liz. And Joanne, you are in Washington, D.C., where all the fun and excitement is going on.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So, Liz.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, yes.
Okay, good. For some reason, I think that my hands-free device was not working. I kept trying to earlier and did not come through. So I'm so glad it's working now. So let's see. So for what I'm bringing, I originally wrote down what I think of as my strengths, which are resilience and curiosity. But now having heard how other people responded to that, I guess it's good to share that I also feel like I'm coming to this being in a little bit of a transition phase for me. Mm-hmm. And for me, the thing that I think about in terms of the transition is that I've been a pretty serious family caregiver for quite a few years now, and that is sort of diminishing as such a big part of my life. And so that's opening up some space for me to think about other aspects of my life and what I want to be focused on for myself. And then I guess also it's worth saying that I have a lot of years working in nonprofits and I'm continuing to do that. And then in terms of what I want to achieve, probably the thing that most excited me and drew me to this particular class was the mention of the values statement I happen to, for the last several months, I've been leading an exercise for my nonprofit organization where we're thinking about our values as an organization, and that's been making me do a lot of reflection, but not in a terribly organized way, but just making me stop to think about, you know, what values are important, and also kind of realizing that when you try to have a lot of different values, then it's harder to be as serious as a smaller number. So it's made me think a lot that I'd like to have that kind of clarity for myself. And so this really resonated for me, coming from that thinking.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about that. You'll have some great, you'll get some great exercises and resources on values.
Excellent. And then in terms of what I want to change or let go of, I think probably two things are most on my mind for that right now. One, you know, particularly relates to some of the caregiving and that role. And I feel like sometimes it's like many people have said, I also like to help people, but I also feel that I want to lift up my own needs and goals more, and that's something I'm thinking about a lot for myself. And so again, this space makes so much sense to me to really think about what's important for me to achieve and move toward in my life, and feel excited about this space in that way. And then I was thinking about something else and now I've forgotten it. Yes, focus. I wrote it down. I think that I can be someone who gets interested in a lot of different things, and kind of like what I was saying about the values, I feel like I have a lot of different values that are important to me, and then I think it becomes harder to really move forward on the ones that are most important, and so I'm interested in trying to really focus and think about which are the pieces that are most important.
Yeah, that it's so interesting with values. I think that, you know, I think our values always are unchanging. However, they sometimes take different priorities or, you know, different hierarchies depending on the situation. So that that's an interesting discussion that we'll have too. So that's going to be interesting. And I love, you know, prioritizing and focusing on the things that are important. That's a great takeaway. Thank you, Liz. Are you a CTA coach as well?
I am not. I'm thinking about becoming a CTA coach.
Oh,
and then I saw this
right.
class and it sounded wonderful.
Great. Okay. If you do decide to enroll, make sure that Joanne becomes an affiliate of CTA. Joanne, if Liz does sign up or if any of you refer people to the coach certification program courses on becoming a certified coach, if as an affiliate who refers Liz, Joanne, you'll be eligible for getting a commission on that referral.
Hello. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Learn lots of different things in this class. So just going to switch. Thank you all so much for sharing that. I think it really it gives us an opportunity to know one another so much better and feel more comfortable. We are going to be doing a lot of individual, personal, customized work. And at the same time, we're going to be having the kind of group discussions that, you know, really help to, I think, inform the choices that we make in this class, and the kind of change that, you know, that you're all looking for. And by the way, I didn't mention, I'm 72, going to be 73 soon. So, and I've been, as I say, doing this work for 16 years. I have two kids who are now in their, in their mid 40s. My daughter has two boys and my son has two girls. So, as a grandparent, I'm just absolutely over the moon. I think being a grandparent is such a special thing to do and be, and especially when you're when you have the chance to be engaged and with the kids. So Tom, you and I share that privilege. One thing that I want to just switch gears and
right.
talk about transformational change. And, you know, if change is hard, we know that. Change is hard work. And in order for someone to achieve transformational change, there has to be change in three very specific areas. The first one is self-awareness. And, you know, I think that's what's so important about this particular course is that you're going to be, you know, diving into yourself and examining your values, your attitudes, your beliefs, and in order to change, you have to be able to see yourself in a different way. And so, you know, for those of you who are in transition, you know, you saw yourself in the role as a parent, and that was your focus for many years, and now you're changing your focus so that you can see yourself as a coach, as an entrepreneur, as, you know, a facilitator, whatever it is that you want to do with your life, maybe an influencer, you know, maybe that's going to be your legacy, that you influence other people because of your beliefs and, you know, the your being your authentic self. The second area for change is that of personal beliefs. You have to be able to let go of those limiting beliefs that don't serve you well. And those are, you know, the negative self-talk where we, you know, convince ourselves that we're not good enough or we can't do something, you know, earning a good income, breaking the glass ceiling, whatever it is that we want to do, we have to believe in ourselves and that we can do whatever it is. If we can dream it, we can achieve it. And the third area for transformational change is about behaviors. So it's not enough to believe that we can do it, to see ourselves doing it. We have to actually start initiating behaviors that are going to take us to where we want to be. And that might mean changing some of our behaviors. You know, neuroscientists are learning so much about our brains, and they've proven that when we can change our mindset and our behaviors, we literally change our brains, because our brains love to, they're organs, and they're kind of lazy. They don't like to work hard. You know, they don't want to be overworked. And so they create neural pathways so that a lot of the things that we do become habitual without our even recognizing it or thinking about it. You know, when you brush your teeth in the morning, you know, when you take a shower, things that we do, you know, I broke my wrist very badly many, many years back, and I was in a cast, and then I had to have more surgery on it, and so I was in a cast again, and then it took weeks and weeks of rehab, and it was my right wrist, and I'm right-handed. And so I had to learn to do everything with my left hand. And it went on for about a total of 3 months, I guess. And when I was able to start using my right hand again, it was interesting how easily I was able to switch back to my right hand. That 3 months of using my left hand to brush my teeth, for example, try brushing your teeth with your other hand and see how much you have to think about it compared to when you do it with, you know, your primary hand. And so even after 3 months, I switched quite easily back to my right hand. And so I changed all of my coach packages to 6 months. I don't even do 3 month packages anymore. I ask people for a commitment of 6 months so that change can be imprinted on a permanent basis, because your brain wants to switch you back to the old automatic imprints that they had, you know, have already imprinted. It's kind of like, you know, if you walk a path through the forest, it becomes a beaten path and lots of people walk it, and it's, you know, you follow a smooth pathway. And if you decide that you don't want to walk on the beaten path anymore, you want to make your own path through the woods, you know, just think about work that it takes to, you know, chop down branches and limbs that are in the way, and make sure that the low lying stuff is trampled down. And you have to go over and over and over and over that same new route, and it takes a lot of repetitious action over time so that you can start walking that new pathway, and the old pathway starts to get overgrown from disuse. So, you know, when you're talking with your clients even about changing behaviors and actions that are going to make transformational change, what you're doing is literally changing your brain. Any thoughts about that? What lessons will you take away from reading and learning about transformational change? And considering what you know about it, is there anything that you'll do differently as you progress further, do you think? Anyone? Well, let me throw this into the mix.
I think this is Tom.
Yes,
I think
Tom.
That they're
I'm sorry, I didn't catch you. You said I heard you say I think there are.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was didn't know if I was there. We live sometimes in a what I call a microwave or fast-paced world where we expect changes and things, and we want things like now,
mm-hmm.
Not over time. And I know that I describe this being in a slow cooker. Let things settle for, and it takes a long time. But I think, man, I just want to say what you said is powerful. There are things I didn't, I love your example of the, your hand in the cast. I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
Hold things over time. And I myself have experienced exactly that. I didn't practice enough. And suddenly I find myself right back where I was and wondering, well, why? And now I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, it's the same reason that so many people, I love the coaching question. Have you ever made a New Year's resolution? And have you ever made the same one more than once? And have you gotten to the point where you don't bother to make it anymore? And it's really funny. New Year's resolutions are often things that are really important to people. And they throw it out there and it just falls on the floor. It's not written down. There's no accountability partner. And they don't give it enough time for the new behavior to get attached, to get imprinted. So, it's really interesting. I liked what you said. It didn't take. It wasn't long enough. So I always, when I talk to clients, I always tell them that story. And, what scientists have found out about the brain. And I think back in the day we used to talk about bad habits as being something simply that we have to live with. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. And now we've found out, yes, we certainly can. The good news is if you have a bad toxic behavior that is sabotaging you, you very well can change it. You just have to be focused with lots of repetitious action over time. And I love what you said too, Tom, about our fast-paced world, and I think you're right. I think in many respects we've become an ADD society, haven't we? We want it immediately. We're used to having immediate satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what, it's interesting now we're finding that the social media, Twitter and, the decisions they're having to make about freedom of speech and, you know, their role in it. And maybe, you know, we're finding out that the social media is more of an enemy than it is a friend, you know, that there's a lot of negativity going on in the fast-paced Twitter world than there is good. And maybe we are going way too fast. I think technology is taking us, our bodies and our minds are just not ready for the fast-paced world of computers. So you are all going to be going through the transformational change as you learn and maybe want to change some of your own behaviors as we go through this. And change will always trigger the fear reaction, right? Because change is something new. And, you know, our brains are there to protect us from harm, and rightly so. I mean, if we didn't have fear, we might be doing all kinds of stupid things, you know, running out in traffic and leaping off cliffs and, you know, all kinds of dangerous things. So our mind protects us from harm. And we have to sometimes challenge our minds and really look at, where is this fear coming from? Does anyone know what the acronym for fear is? It stands for false event. Do you know it?
Appearing real. Yeah.
Yes, appearing real. So it hasn't happened yet. We're worrying and fearing something that hasn't even happened. So in that respect, fear is a lie. So when we believe the fear that shows up, if we believe it without examining it, we're believing a lie. And the opposite of the lie is truth. And so the truth is, we can do it. We are enough. We are we are due, you know, to have whatever we want. And so that's going to be something that you might encounter as we go through this work, is you might experience some fear trying to sabotage you. And so you can examine it and, you know, assess the potential harm. And if it's just your mind getting in your way, then you can find a way to just walk around the fear, just leave it where it is, and walk around it and go forward. And remember that our thoughts create our realities. So we can choose to be afraid and to let that fear stop us from doing what we want, or we can find a way to move around it and keep on going.
Man,
so, yes.
Man, this is Malia.
Yeah.
Maybe not right now, but maybe another time we can talk a little bit more about that, because I've heard that so many times, you know, fear is, you know, work through it or move past it, or and I think it's something that's so much easier said than done. And I'd love to have a really good sense of what that really means to work through it, the fear.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll try to make a room for that next week. Is that okay?
You bet.
All right. I don't want us to go over long. I know we said between 75 and 90 minutes. I like to keep it at 75, and we're about 5 minutes over now. So for your homework for this week, there is an exercise for you to do around creating a vision. You know, I asked you about your takeaway. And so what is that going to look like for you when you think about having what it is that you're looking for? How are you going to feel? What are you going to be doing? If you make it fully sensory, you know, what are you going to be seeing and tasting and touching and all of that? So to help you with your vision, one of the exercises for you to do is a SWOT analysis. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What opportunities might there be available for you? And what are the threats? What are the things that might get in your way of you completing your goal? Also, the opportunity, if you're interested in doing a vision board. Vision boards are great opportunities for you to really make your vision something that is concrete, something that you can either do one, a hard copy one where you get magazines and pictures and, you know, put it on a Bristol board or whatever. Or there's also computer programs where you can create a vision board on your computer and perhaps print it off and post it in a place where you can see it. There's also mind mapping. I don't know if any of you have ever done that before. There are computer programs for mind mapping. I think I give you the one that I use is MindMeister, MeisterR.com. So you can have your choice of doing, you know, one or all of those. I'm also going to, I just wrote a short ebook about vision boards, and so I'm going to post that in a PDF version for you after, and I'll also send my written personal life purpose statement. How do you all feel? Do you want me to send out everyone's contact information? Do you want me to sign you a buddy, or would you rather work alone? What are your thoughts? And do you want a forum? Do you want me to set up a Facebook page for you so that you can, you know, ask your questions to one another? Or
I would, this is Donna, I'd love a Facebook page or some type of forum where we could share if that's possible.
Okay.
And happy to share my information, absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, Donna. I appreciate that. Anyone else have any thoughts?
This is Joanne. I'm happy.
Same here.
Okay. Joanne, and who is that that said same here?
Yeah, it's Shalini. Yeah, same here.
Oh, okay. Great. Okay. Maybe I should ask it this way. Is there anyone who objects? If no one objects, I will do that.
Yeah,
I'll send
Tom, I would agree.
Would you agree? Okay, thanks. Okay.
So I'll create a Facebook page for you. I will do a list. Do you want me to put you into buddies, or you want to just do that yourselves? If there's someone that you want to reach out to, you can just connect with them on your own. That be okay?
I think it would be best if you did it, just to make
okay.
it happen.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
This
How about
Tom,
Joanne?
I would rather do it by on myself.
On your own? Okay. That's good. Joanne, I'll create a triad then, because and thank you, Tom. I appreciate your honesty. Joanne and Liz, do you want to be buddied, or would you rather work with someone else?
I don't think we care. I think we're happy either way. So
okay.
you can put us together, or if people,
All right.
yeah, whatever folks want.
Okay, will do. All right, then. Okay, so thank you so much. It was great meeting all of you. Just before we say goodbye, who would share a light bulb moment that you got from today's session? No one took away anything? Do I have to rethink my program here?
No.
Okay, will I just leave it? I guess that there was just so much good stuff, you can't pick just one. All right, then. I'm not going to put anybody on the spot. Thank you
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Okay, thanks, Tom. I appreciate that. And Tom... Thank you for being, you're my grandmother used to say, you're the only pom-pom, you're the only pom-pom in the petunia patch. That was it. So, thank you for being a great sport and a great addition to the team.
Quite all right.
Okay. Thank you all so much. This has been fun, and I've enjoyed meeting all of you. I think we're going to be a great group together, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next week. So take care.
Thank
everyone.
You so much.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Take good care.
Bye-bye.
Stay safe. Bye now.
Bye, everyone.
Awesome. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.